Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We are joined right now by a very good friend of the program, former New England Patriot Matt Light at 724 on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, Mr. Light.
Mustache.
Oh, yes.
There it is. Happy New Year.
Well, happy 2019 to you all. And listen, I'm still waiting on my invite to come into the new studio. I want to see the place. I want to experience it. I want to really, kind of know who the new Hillman and Company really is.
Most likely, LB will be either having a surgery, a surgical procedure, or will be missing a day, so we'll have you in here sooner than later. Don't worry about it. Do not worry about it.
Hey, listen, I don't want any controversy either. I mean, look, you know, if I do a read or I do something like that, it's not an attempt to take his job. I know I'm not employed right now, but I'm not looking to steal anybody's, work.
I was there every year of my career. Some youngster was coming in to try and steal my livelihood.
I know. You damn near body checked me the last time I was there. It got physical almost.
In LB's case, it's a barely a livelihood. That's what
I put a couple of million dollars in the bank.
All right. Well, obviously, I want to talk about Sunday and about your opinion on these two teams and how you think they match up. Everybody that I ask seems like this is a kind of a 50-50 scenario. You feel the same way? I think either one of these teams, I think it's going to be a close game, and either one of these teams can walk away with it.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I mean, look, and that's the way it should be at this time. I mean, you think about the AFC Championship games, they shouldn't look like what we saw last week. You know, both of these teams have the ability to go out there and overcome things. They can make in-game, calls that'll help them, with adjustments and all that kind of stuff. But that's exactly what we should see at this time of year. And, I think really it comes down to how they start, how they adjust, and then, who's going to be able to make it down the stretch. And, I'm hoping that this is one of those games that we're sitting there in the fourth quarter saying, man, it's anybody's game, because I don't feel like either side should let somebody run away with it. And I think what the Pats did, last weekend is really, the way that they've got to, they got to play that way, obviously, but they had to take the same, method, at least offensively. I think defensively, you can get a lot more creative. You can, switch the game plan up a lot. But I'd love to see them stay in the mode that we saw last week here in Foxborough, where they're utilizing the run game. They're mixing in the screens. They're mixing in the intermediate passing game. And they're just keeping, the opponent's defense on its heels. And they can do that in Kansas City, even with the crowd noise and everything else.
In seasons that you played in which you had defeated a team during the regular season and then met them in the playoffs, how much, if anything, did that have to do with the outcome of the playoff game?
Well, from a player's perspective, it definitely does help you. So look at it from both ends of the spectrum. If we played a team early in the season and, I had a decent game or I had a good game, I can take some of the things that I worked on that week and then saw on film and rewatch that film and say, okay, this is what worked, this is what didn't. It's really good from a, the gaining confidence perspective for the players themselves. And even if you didn't have a good game, right? Like, let's say you got blown up here and there, you made some bad decisions throughout the game. Those are all teaching tools that you can take into the next contest. The truth is, though, there'll be a lot of differences between, what they obviously saw in week 6 or whenever that was and what they're going to see coming up. But I think from a confidence building standpoint, it definitely does help. And just having familiarity with a guy in the same season. It's one thing to play a guy one year and then play him the next year. But these guys having that familiarity, they're going to be able to, it's going to help with communication. It's going to help with the whole week of preparation. So I put a lot into the fact that they've seen, you know, this team already, and that it'll help them do things, especially as an offensive unit, as a defensive unit, how they attack these guys, how they communicate and work things out. I think it'll be helpful.
Former New England Patriot Matt Light is our guest talking about the AFC Championship game on Sunday. When you take a look at these two coaches, Bill and Andy Reid, are you able to determine, I think like the rest of us are able to determine, that Bill is obviously the better coach? Is that a big advantage for the Patriots on Sunday?
Coach, you definitely have the, you know, the best guy in the room, so to speak. You know, he's it's unbelievable. I mean, and I think as a player, you start thinking about, you know, the history and what Bill, you know, can remember, and the things that, you know, he kind of hangs on when it comes to facing an opponent or facing a coach or a coaching staff. I mean, it's amazing the amount of preparation that goes into every week, but he brings such institutional knowledge that as a player, you start feeling like, man, we've got an advantage here, or, you know, like we're definitely, you know, going to be prepared at the very least because of, you know, that history and Bill's ability to really dive into not only what the schemes are and what formations we're going to see and all that, but really how these coaches think and going back years and years and years and developing, you know, kind of the system that he puts over everything in this template. It definitely helps you. It makes you feel a lot better about going into these bigger matchups, you know, having a coach like Belichick.
Is the weather a factor at all? It seems like, you know, you played in a lot of these cold games. It seems like maybe Tom Brady plays better than others when it comes to quarterbacks in cold weather. I mean, is the weather a factor at all, Matty?
Yeah, well, the weather is always a factor, and look, it's not just, you know, like the Patriots. You know, you can't make a blanket statement and say the Patriots play better in the cold. There's definitely certain players. You know, if you look at Tommy, I mean, the reason he plays well in the cold is because he prepares for it, right? I mean, it's not like we've had a ton of cold days here in New England, you know, all season. It's been a pretty mild, you know, weather, you know, year for everybody here. But, you know, even for the team, I mean, you can only practice those situations if you get the opportunity to do it. But he's done it a lot, right? So, and he puts himself in those positions. I mean, there's a lot of guys that go through practice and, you know, look, they're out there, you know, wearing like 13 sweatshirts, and they've got like, you know, every glove on you could possibly have. And when it's game time, they don't wear it that way, you know? So there's a smart way to practice in these things, and these guys do it, and Bill forces that situation. So that's part of them being able to play and, you know, in that kind of situation, because they prepare for it. And I think that, you know, a lot of other teams try to do it. I don't know that they do it to the extent that we do necessarily, but, you know, I'm sure KC, you know, with a coach like Andy Reid, they're going to be ready to play in these conditions, but it'll affect some of these guys more than others.
Hey, Matty, it's LB. You know, after the tough start and the doubters on, you know, the Pats and TB12, then they put the win streak together. How impressed are you with the O-line? The O-line's been incredible. They were money last week.
Well, it's a big part of, look, I mean, I tend to key in on that area for sure. And I look at a guy like David Andrews, and he's kind of that throwback to, you know, my era, at least.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like if that guy was, you know, drafted around the time, you know, we were playing, he would have walked in, he would immediately fit in. He's just got that presence to him. And I think that at that position specifically, you need to have a guy like that. I mean, Copen, you know, was unflappable. I mean, he was a guy that, you know, nothing really got to him. You know, the situation was never too big for him. He understood things. I look at David the same way. So when you have a quarterback and a center, you know, that have that kind of a relationship, you know, I think that's a really good thing. And look, they got talent across the board. I mean, it's been a little shaky at times, right? Because, you know, look, there's a lot of things that go on. There's illness. There's, you know, guys being hurt. There's, you know, a lot of things that maybe the people watching at home don't take into account. But when you get to this point in the season and you see those guys go out against a really good Chargers defense and just wore them out. I mean, the way that they attacked that team, and I would have to also pull in a guy that's been getting talked about but not enough, and that's Gronk and his ability on the wham blocks, blowing up defensive tackles, you know, working guys 5, 6, 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. You know, that shows you just what kind of grit and determination this team has, and it's got to make you feel good about going into any situation.
Post-game this past week, we heard Tom Brady say this.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team, and we played them earlier this year. You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
You think that is motivating Tom Brady that everybody has said that they S-U-C-K all season long?
I'm glad you spelled that out. I wasn't sure what he was talking about. Yeah, you know, it's him, man. It's been him from day one. And, you know, I think that if you're somebody that's a Patriot hater, if you really look at, you know, the way that he's always approached, you know, his preparation and his game. And if you just took that statement, you have to have respect for a guy like him to have that. It's not a chip on his shoulder. It's the feeling that no matter what mountain we got to climb, he's here to tell you that he's going to be ready for it, you know? And again, whether you like him or not, whether you like the team or not, you really kind of have to respect that mentality, especially coming from a guy who doesn't need to prove anything to anybody, but feels like every day when he steps into that locker room or he steps on that field, that he feels he needs to prove that to everybody else. I think that's a cool thing, especially for young people. I work with kids all the time, right?
Yeah.
And there's this idea that, hey, once you get to the top, you're the man. Well, not unless you prove it every single time, right?
Ooh.
You know, I always used to tell people, you know, anybody, I didn't talk smack on the field. I didn't have anything to say, typically because I was sucking wind. But, you know, the other part was like, you know, that's just a stupid thing. Like, I want to limit the downside exposure to my life, right? So if I'm sitting there talking trash, that means I got to back it up every single time. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm not going to go that route. I'm just going to go out there and do my job and work really hard at it. And, you know, if it's good, great. But at the end of the day, I'm just going to continually evaluate how to get better. That's what that guy does. He's been that way since day one. Shouldn't come as a surprise that, you know, he's ready to, you know, show the world, you know, what they're capable of.
Well, to what you said, he's 41 years old. And that's because every day he keeps digging.
Yeah, it's not going to quit with that guy. I tell you, it's been fun to watch. I think we're all in for what's going to be a heck of a game. And, you know, look, if they make this one of the greatest runs of all time, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how you get any better at what they do in some of these big moments. But, you know, if they can pull this one out, it'll be one of the best.
All right, your score, Mr. Light, if you had to call it this moment right now.
I don't do scores, man. I'm a realist.
Oh, come on.
The game will start and it'll end. Come on, man.
All right, answer.
I have a good feeling about it, though. I think, you know, look, all the talk about them going on the road and sucking it off or whatever, you know, that's all in the past. We're into the playoffs. We're ready for real ball. And, you know, they got enough veterans and they got enough guys on that team that they're going to walk in there with confidence. And, you know, let's just keep our fingers crossed. I think we're going to get a win.
All right. I mean, LB's calling the Patriots by 2 touchdowns.
Oh, confident. I like it.
Sit back and enjoy, people.
Hey, listen, but you have to think about it. Again, that mode, if they can go and they can eat up. I mean, a Patriots offense that's eating up the clock is a very dangerous, you know, team to face. And, you know, that's the mode they got to go in, and that's what they got to do when they get there. And, you know, crowd noise will be an issue. It is an issue, but you negate that with a great running game and being able to stay on the field offensively.
Well, what I think is all the geniuses, which I am not, but they're saying that Casey's going to play man-to-man, and the running backs for the Patriots have been amazing. Sony Michel's been amazing. James White is a machine, a catching machine, a running machine, and then you got Burkhead, And I just think, you know, Bubs had an incredible game last weekend. You got Chris Hogan, you got Gronk, you've got great players, and Brady's like he's got the best release time release in the NFL at like less than 2.3 seconds. I think that he's going to eat them up.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that they stick to man to man and try to play that cat and mouse game. You know, I think they're going to mix it up quite a bit and you know, try to give them something, you know, to think about on every single snap. But that's really hard to do. Again, when they get into that mode and they're and even if they go a little bit of a hurry up, you know, and they're mixing in the run game and it's not just purely passing. Again, they get into a situation where they got to throw the ball nonstop. You know, that's a difficult way to beat a team like that on the road. But if they can keep it close, if they can, you know, stay out there and really utilize that run game, which, by the way, what you saw in that run game again last week was a lot of different ways they were hitting them. Their outside zone plays were unbelievable, and that's really hard to do. And it'll be hard to do against this team, too, but they got to cut the line at one little point, and the backs have great vision, obviously, and they've been running well all season. So, you know, they got to hit the holes when they get them. They got to get north and south, and they got to keep with the wham blocks and the, you know, little chips here and there and some dink and dunk and the screen game. And I think if they can do that, and Josh, you know, can call that kind of game, he's done it his entire career, you know, they'll walk into KC and win it.
Just so long as they don't head out on the road and start sucking it off, I am fine.
Dang.
All right. As you, that to me, you want insightful commentary that you don't get anywhere else. That's what you get from Matt Light right there.
Right there.
All right.
Yeah. Don't suck it off. Don't do that.
Oh boy.
All right. Hey, listen, I could talk football all day with you, but we got the Millennial Olympics about to get underway here. I know you're a big fan of the Millennials.
Yeah, they do the stretching via app,
uh-huh.
Right? I mean, yes. You know, there's an app to do the stretching.
Yeah.
That way they can drink a macchiato and catch up with their Twitter friends. and then what are they doing? They're doing like some kind of like you know, selfie contest to start off, right?
Yes, the best selfie is one of the Millennial Olympic events. Yes, you have to post on Instagram within 5 seconds or less. Yeah, all that. We got all that coming up. So. All right.
Oh, I love you guys. You're the best.
All right.
God, love you.
Great to talk to you. Go Pats, and I hope we're talking football again with you next week.
Yes, indeed. See you guys.
All right. See you, Matt. There he is, Matt Light, former New England Patriot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.